Broadcasting live from the North Sea on 319 metres, 963 kilohertz, this is Radio Caroline. It's now 9 o'clock.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
Libya has expressed surprise and anger at the British government's decision to cut off diplomatic relations with that country. Libyan diplomats have until next weekend to leave Britain, and the British diplomats are to leave Libya at the same time. Libya has accused Britain of bowing to pressure from the Americans and what it called Zionists. Outside the Libyan People's Bureau in London, there's been more activity than normal this morning. Exit barriers have been modified and the atmosphere is said to be more tense. Rebels in El Salvador have claimed that government planes have bombed their own troops by mistake and killing one soldier. The rebels say another 8 men from the Eternal Battalion were wounded in the bombing. The Salvadorian Defense Ministry has denied the claim. The El Salvador government has bombed its own troops before. Anti-nuclear activists in West Germany say their protests around that country in 6 major cities and at US military bases will reach a high point today. The demonstrators are protesting the deployment of US nuclear weapons in their country. Yesterday, thousands marched through Hamburg. However, bureau reports state the attendance was lower than expected and participation was less than last year. In England, armed police have made 10 arrests after a night of violence at Hell's Angels camp in Somerset in the west of England. More than 70 police raided the site after shots were fired and 2 girls were reported to have been raped. Trouble flared when a rival gang turned up. 2 men were stabbed and a shotgun fired. More than 800 homes were destroyed by tornadoes at Water Valley, Mississippi. The severe weather has hit parts of the U.S. and claimed 16 lives. In an interview with AP, the Iraqi Minister of Information has said he believes there's a chance of a settlement in the Iran-Iraq war. The Italian foreign minister is in Moscow for talks with the Soviet leaders on East-West relations. They'll also discuss arms control issues. There were a number of gatherings and processions through Ireland yesterday to mark the anniversary of the 1916 Easter Uprising in Dublin. And later in today's Caroline News, we'll report on a man who hopes to surfboard around the British coast and collect some £200,000 for the British Lifeboat Service. By the way, a reminder, today is St. George's Day in Britain, in England, and it's also Shakespeare's birthday. For Caroline, I'm Jay Jackson.
That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek magazine.
Well, it's just after 9 o'clock on a very nice Easter Monday, and we go straight back in to the Caroline Top 500 Caroline Classics with this one at 119 from Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel.
You've done it all.
Radio Caroline.
There's nothing left. All gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile.
Radio Caroline.
Mm-hmm. no more. You patron everything. My belief in Mother Earth. Can you ignore my faith in everything? 'Cause I know what faith is and what it's worth. Away, away. And don't say, maybe you'll
Radio Caroline. Caroline Classic.
To sing out of key.
sweeter bed.
does any one band makes music like that? Fleetwood Mac from the album Tuscan Sarah. A very obvious Caroline classic. 116, and we're sneaking up the top 500 during today. Hopefully a climax later on this afternoon. Before that, Eric Clapton and Wonderful Tonight at 117. 118, Joe Cocker with a little help from my friends. And we started with Cockney Rebel and featured Steve Harley on vocals. Come up and see me and make me smile. 22 minutes after 9 o'clock, we carry on with this one. 115, The Chi Lights and Have You Seen Her?
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Mighty 319.
give you time for questions as she locks up your arm in hers, and you follow till your sense of which direction completely disappears. By the blue tiled walls near the market stalls, there's a hidden door she leads you to. These days she says, I feel my life just like a river.
Caroline.
Don't touch that dial. Don't turn away.
UB40 and Red Red Wine. That's the number 112 at 113, What a Fool Believes, the Doobie Brothers. 114, Year of the Cat and Al Stewart. And 115, Have You Seen Her? The Chi Lights. It's 20 minutes before 10 o'clock, so if you're going out on Easter Monday for the day and you want to leave at 10, you've only got 20 minutes to get it all together. Music very soon from the Beatles.
With every tick of the clock, poverty tightens its grip on children all over the world. Won't you take time now to call Christian Children's Fund at 01-580-7451 and find out how you can sponsor a desperately needy child? When it's late evening in Europe, it's nearing the dawn of another day of hunger for Little Rocky in Thailand. He needs your love now, before it's too late. One call can save a child like Rocky from the very real threat of starvation. So please call 01-580-7451 today. For just £11 a month, only 36 pence a day, you can help give a poor child nutritious meals, medical attention, clothing, education, and a friend who really cares. Please write or call Christian Children's Fund now. Time runs out quickly for a needy child. Write CCF at 93 New Cavendish Street, London, W1, England, or call 01-580-7451.
Oh, there will be an answer. the sunken dream, to the seats with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds, to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again.
Eclipse of the heart.
And there she goes, the lady that made one of the best videos, I think, of recent years. Total Eclipse of the Heart from Bonnie Tyler. Jim Steinman on amazing production. Life on Mars from David Bowie before that. And the Beatles with Let It Be. It's 6 minutes before ten, so I shall leave you in the very capable hands of Dave Richards. And you can join me tomorrow morning at six, nice and early. And it's back to work tomorrow for some people, isn't it? Never mind. I'll leave you with two. The Move and Flowers in the Rain. Now, wasn't that the piece of music that started a certain radio station? Followed by California Dreaming, The Mamas and the Papas. I'll leave you with those two. Have a good day. I'll see you tomorrow at six. Goodbye.
Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching before I could stand it anymore. So Mary goes upon my eider down. I'm just sitting watching the flowers in the rain.
Do when you're down and blue, and a bit of love is what you need.
Listen to the radio, and I love that.
The voice of love and awareness on 319 to make you feel fine and help you spread the vibe.
Come on down and hear what I say, each and every day, no matter what the world may say, sing it out to everybody. Listen to the radio, and I love that. Watch this.
Bye. 107 in our top 500. The Mamas and the Papas with California Dreaming.